विल ट्राई टू रिपीट द फर्स्ट वर्स ऑफ शिष्टाष्टकम अगेन. चेतो दर्पणमार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापणम्.
चेतो दर्पणमार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापणम्.
लुक इन योर पेजेस.
चेतो दर्पणमार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापणम्. चेतो दर्पणमार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापणम्.
वेरी गुड. श्रेया कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम विद्यावधु जीवनम.
श्रेया कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम विद्यावधु जीवनम. श्रेया कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम विद्यावधु जीवनम. श्रेया कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम
आनन्दाम्बुदिवर्धनम् प्रतिपदम् पूर्णामृता स्वादनम्.
आनन्दाम्बुदिवर्धनम् प्रतिपदम् पूर्णामृता स्वादनम्. आनन्दाम्बुदिवर्धनम् प्रतिपदम् पूर्णामृतास्वादनम्.
सर्वात्मस्नपनम् परम् विजयते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम्.
सर्वात्मस्नपनम् परम् विजयते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम्. सर्वात्मस्नपनम् परम् विजयते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम्. सर्वात्मस्नपनम् परम् विजयते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम्.
Okay, now I'll recite the whole paragraph. Which one? Last line. Sarvatmasnapanam. Snapanam. Yeah. Got it? Now I'll recite the whole paragraph. Cheto darpanamarjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. Sheya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam. Anandam budivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadanam. सर्वात्मस्नपनं परं विजयते श्रीकृष्ण संकीर्तनम्.
चेतो दर्पणमार्जनं भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापणम्. श्रेया कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणं विद्यावधु जीवनम्. आनन्दाम्बुदिवर्धनं प्रतिपदं पूर्णामृत स्वादनम्. सर्वात्मसपनं परं विजयते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम्.
वन्स् मोर्.
चेतो दर्पणमार्जनं भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापणम्. श्रेया कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम् विद्यावधु जीवनम्. आनन्दाम्बुदिवर्धनम् प्रतिपदम् पूर्णामृतास्वादनम्. सर्वात्मसपनम् परम् विजयते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम्.
ग्लोरि टु द श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तन. Which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement
This Sankirtan movement
is the prime benediction for humanity, at large.
Because
it spreads
the rays
of the
benediction moon.
It is the life of all
transcendental knowledge.
It increases
the ocean
of transcendental
bliss,
and it
enables
us
to
fully
taste
the nectar,
for which
we are all
anxious.
Okay. So yesterday I told you about Cheto Darpana Marjanam. That is the heart, basically by chanting. When you chant the names of the Lord, when we chant Maha Mantra, what happens is all the undesired habits that are there in us. Okay, there are so many bad habits we have, no? We talk nonsense sometimes, and we get angry unnecessarily. We back answer our parents, we back answer our elders, we beat our younger ones. So many bad habits we have. We get angry, I mean, so many things. Or we are not so clean, we just throw everything everywhere. Okay, so all this, so many bad habits, those all habits will go. And specifically, many children have, many people have a habit of speaking lies. Just to be safe from your parents or from your teacher, you speak lies, isn't it? So all these things will go away when you chant. Why? Because you won't have to speak lie if you have finished your homework, isn't it? You won't have to speak a lie if you have obeyed your parents, right? So like this, things, these all things will go if you chant. That is the meaning of that. Cheto Darpana Marjana. That is, your heart is clean. A heart is like a darpan, is like a mirror. Now that mirror is full of dirt of all the years, not only of this, of all your previous lifetimes. So much dust is accumulated because of your sins or your whatever it may be. So that, those all things, they will get, because of that we behave badly. Our bad behavior comes because our mirror is dirty. That our heart is dirty. But the heart will become clean by chanting. And actually, when we start chanting, what happens? Krishna sits in your heart and he starts cleaning all the dust. And then when your heart is totally clean, then what will happen? That Krishna will come and sit in your heart. Okay? When it is totally clean, completely clean, Krishna will come and sit in your heart. So, Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. So, Prabhupada says, Srila Prabhupada says, like, see, there is blazing fire. If little fire is there, if you put water, it will get off, isn't it? But if there is blazing fire, forest fire, even if you put buckets of water, it will not be able to extinguish that. And now say, in this room full, say suppose there is wood, this in this full room there is wood. If I put one matchstick, it's enough to burn the whole thing, isn't it? Like that, this chanting Maha Mantra, if you chant one mantra also, pure mantra, to come to a pure level you have to chant every day. When you come to that pure level, that pure one mantra will extinguish all the sins. It will just clean, totally clean your heart. So that is the meaning of chanting, and chanting is the only hope. So that is the meaning over here. Also, there is a story in Srimad Bhagavatam of a boy called Ajamil. He was a very nice boy. In the morning he would get up, he would take bath, he would do his chanting, he would do, in those days they used to do yajnas also. He used to do yajnas, he used to go to the forest, he used to bring wood, he used to do yajnas, he used to cook. And then only after he used to serve his parents, and only after his parents would eat prasadam, then only he would eat. And then he got married, he had a very nice wife, he had nice children. And he was a very nice person. very good habits, chanting and you know doing yajnas and respecting his parents. Very nice person he was. But one day what happened? He went to the forest. As usual, every day he used to go to bring the wood. But one day when he went, what happened? He saw one lady who was not dressed properly. She didn't wear proper, she didn't cover her body nicely. Like how you see the movie stars. Outside you see the pictures, so dirty pictures are there outside. Don't see those pictures. Why? What happens? Your heart gets affected. All dirty things come in your, just like that you should. You should just omit those things. Otherwise your heart will become dirty. So this, now see why. This person something like that he saw. You follow? You see outside all those dirty pictures like that. He saw one lady who was not dressed properly. And she was with another man in such condition. So those pictures, it got in his heart. And what happened to such an extent that he wanted to marry that lady. So what happened? Because of this dirty scene, he got so affected that he drove away his wife, who was very nice, and he got married to that lady. And she was not a nice lady. She had many husbands. In that, this was one. There are some people like that. So she got married to him, and they had many children, and she would not even take bath, and she would cook. What happens if you don't take bath and all you do all these dirty things? That is why we offer everything to Krishna. That's why we should not eat this outside bhelpuris, panipuris and all those hotel things. We should try to avoid that. I'm not telling now only, gradually. Why? Because in the hotel they give nice plate of pulao. It will come in a very beautiful plate. But have you gone and see the kitchen there? It is not washed for months. It is like that. Who will clean that? That's why we should try to avoid eating outside foods. And at home also, you should cook very nicely, take bath, cook nicely and offer to the Lord and then take. It will be very tasty. Offer pizza to the Lord. Do pizzas. Anything you can do. But the thing is, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if you eat anything without offering, then means you are eating sin, you are eating pap. That is why you should eat everything what you offer to Krishna. But, so you should offer only those things that are offerable to Krishna. Like we don't offer onion and garlic. Why? Because onion smells, even when you cut, tears come, isn't it? And garlic, if you eat, such bad smells come from it. Right? That's why we don't offer these things to the Lord. That's why we don't cook in them, because we should eat only those things which are offered to the Lord. Then you will have a very clean heart. You'll have all your habits will be clean, everything will be clean. So, and gradually, today itself don't go and this thing, but gradually, as far as possible, you should eat those things that are offerable to the Lord. Okay, so this Ajamil, what did he do? This wife, the new wife, she was cooking all, she didn't even take bath. She was just cooking all those things, whatever this thing. So he was eating all those things. And what happened? Now that very nice, that nice person, he totally changed. He had all bad habits now. He had so many children now. And he was not eating prasadam. So all this, then what happened? Now he started becoming old. He stopped chanting the names of the Lord. Because of all bad association. So then what happened? He became old. Then what happened? He was on his bed. But one good thing is he had the last child. His name was Narayana. Narayana. His name was Narayana. And that boy was very sweet. He was nicely playing and he was attracting. He was speaking very nicely. So a very sweet voice he had. So his father was very attracted to him. He was playing with him. He was doing all these things. He loved him. Every day he would say, Narayan, Narayan. Unknowingly, every day he was taking the names of the Lord. So then what happened? Now he became Buddha. So he was sleeping on the bed. So then what happened? He had a bad dream. In that dream, what happened? He saw three people coming in his dream, and they were Yamadutas. They were so scary. They were very scary. And they had this big nails, and it's fully described how ugly they were looking in Srimad Bhagavatam. He saw them, and not only that, they were coming to pull the soul out of his body. So he got scared. He got very scared. He just remembered, what he could remember was his son. Hey, Narayan, 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 please protect. I mean, Narayan, unknowingly he was saying, Narayana, Narayana, he was saying. Then what happened? The Vishnu Dutas came. When you cry out for the Lord, that time the Lord sends someone, the Lord comes, or he'll send someone to protect you. Because the Lord is always protecting everyone. He is Bhakta Vatsala. So he sent Vishnu Dutas, who were very beautiful, exactly opposite to the Yamadutas. They were very beautiful. The people in Vishnu Loka, they all look same like Narayana. They have four hands. They are the same color of the Lord. And they also have crowns. They also wear pitambar. They also accept some things, like, you know, they don't have the Shankh Chakra Gada Padma like the Lord. Like this, those things they don't have. But overall, they look like Narayana. So they came to the Yamadutas. Hey, you should not touch him. So then the Yamaduta said, who are you? So then the Vishnu Duta said, we are Vishnu Dutas. He was taking the name of the Lord. So we have come to protect him. So you cannot do anything with them. Then they had a argument. The Yamadutas and the Vishnu Dutas. They had an argument. And then what happened? Finally the Vishnu Dutas won. And then the Yamadutas, they went to Yamaraj. Yamaraj is the king of death. Yamaraj is the king of death. So they all went and told, up till now we were thinking that you are the leader, but there is somebody else who is more powerful than you, and they stopped us from taking Ajamil's soul. So then he said, yes, I am just one servant. The king of death, Yamaraj, he said, I am just one servant. Like me, there are many servants, and there is only one master, that is Krishna. I am just, there are different departments of death, of rain, of wind, of fire. There are different departments, and there are different leaders in those departments. But all these leaders, they are working for Krishna. That's what he told them. My Supreme Lord is also Krishna. And first of all, when they came and they told about Narayana, Yamaraj offered his obeisances to the lotus feet of the Lord. Actually, Yamaraj is a Mahajan. He is a very great devotee. And he told to the Yamadutas, if you see anyone is chanting the names of the Lord, don't bring them here. Don't touch them also. Don't go near them also. If they are taking the names of the Lord, don't go near them. If they are taking the names of movie stars, bring them. This is my purport. Anyway, so that's what Yamaraj said. And now Ajamil, because he remembered the Lord, what happened? Unknowingly, even unknowing, he didn't call the Lord actually. He called his son. But because that is why we should name the names of the children with the name of the Lord. We should have nice names. You should name after the Lord. That is connecting to the Lord. Then, even when in the death, at the time of death, if you remember that also, you will go back to Krishna. Otherwise, if you will think of anything else, like for example, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story. There was a king, he was thinking of a deer all the time. So what happened? He became a deer in his next lifetime. Yeah, when you leave, when you are leaving your body, at that time, whatever you think, that only you will become. That is why we have to think of Krishna from now itself. Hare Krishna. If every day you practice taking the names of Krishna, then what will happen? Then you will be able to think of Krishna at the last minute of your life. And then what will happen? You will go direct to spiritual world. That is why we chant every day. Otherwise your friends may tell you, hey, kya abhi itna jata hai japa sab kar, tera umar kidhar ho gaya hai, why are you going, chal we'll go to see movie, come we'll go and play in the this thing, come we'll go and play cricket, come we'll do that, come we'll do this, no? If you tell to your friends, they will tell, they'll make fun of you, no? But they don't know that. See, for your exam, only if you practice every day, then you are able to get good marks, isn't it? If you don't practice every day, what happened? Hey, Bapre, tomorrow exam is there. Krishna, please. Then we do it and somehow we just manage to pass. But if you want to come first rank, what you have to do? Every day you have to struggle, isn't it? Like that, chanting. Every day you should chant. Then what will happen? At the time of death, even if you forget Krishna, Krishna will make you remind about himself. And then what will happen? You don't have to go to Yamaraj. You'll go to Krishna. So that is the meaning of. So that's why then Ajamil, he left. Then he realized, oh, what I have done? All this while I have done all bad activities. So what did he do? He immediately again started chanting the names of Krishna. Then he went to a place called Haridwar. Haridwar is a holy place. So he went over there and he settled there and he was taking the names of the Lord all the time. And then he went home, back to God. So always you should chant the names of Krishna. So that is the meaning of this verse.